have done the work that you needed to resolve that for your.
This is your event binder cassette. Go through the cassette at least a couple of times before you try doing the binder so that you're a little more aware of what each page represents. Practice the binder every single day, and by the time you get to the meeting, you'll be able to do it upside down. You might even want to record yourself doing it so that you hear the things that you need more practice on. Have fun with it, be yourself, and we'll see you at the meetings. That you learn and you're looking out and the people are talking to each other. So this newsletter looks a little bit different than the one you have, just because Bay Area has a ton of stuff compared to Salt Lake City. So we go over all the details in that, and then when I'm done with the newsletter, I'll pick this up and I'll say, this is our event binder, and for our members this is available online. So what I want them to understand is that by being a member, they get a lot more than just being a guest. So a little bit of the sales as we're going along. So we've got to plant the seeds, right? Can't do this unless you're a member. So this is available online for all of our members, and you get that in the welcome email when you join the group. On our website, we have 300 pages. 100 pages are from members only, and there's specific things that we know they're going to be really helpful for you to be able to find the right people in the business community to make sure that you're going to get the kind of business that will help you grow the business. And we have all of our events are always online, first Monday of the month. We want to make sure that you can get into the website, you go to the meetings, events, so you go to meetings, Salt Lake City, events, and you can print this out in a PDF format so that you can actually see all the things that you can plan for the month. We like to challenge our members to go to one new thing every week that they've never been to, because you never know what organization is going to give you the best return for your time. We do list all of our meetings online. Once you're a member, you can actually attend every group that we have twice every 6 months. So we want you to meet the people who are the most active in the business community. If you click on the group number, it'll tell you who's in the group. If you click on the address, it'll take you to the Yahoo map so that you actually get a chance to see how to get there. We have all of our members and guests listed online by industry. We do this for a couple of reasons. One of the reasons is we know that on Friday afternoons, people who are in companies never answer their phones. Right? They just go dark. They shut down. And we want to give you something to do, because 90% of our members are entrepreneurs. So what we do is we've set this up that you can call. Let's say that as an accountant, we know that a business banker is your ideal power partner. So you go to our list, find the business bankers, and call them. Make an appointment to have coffee with them next week. That way, every week, you're meeting somebody new who can refer you business every single month. We also did this because we get a lot of calls from people saying, who do you know who's a CPA? I need a CPA. We direct them to the website so that they can actually find the members in Elite Leads who are a CPA or whatever they happen to need. So it always generates new business for our members.
And this list is updated by me.
Eventually. Not now, but eventually. Now, one of the things that makes Elite Leads completely different is being able to do workshops. We believe in continuing education. We want to make sure that you're actually able to find out how you can do what you're doing better, easier, more productive, more profitable. And the way we do this is through our continuing education. So we've created workshops. This month we have Diane Townes, who's going to be doing a workshop for us called How to Get $1 Million in Free Publicity. So I'm sure none of you care about having people know who you are, right? But what we want to do is make sure you have a way of accessing publicity, knowing how to talk to the media. So all of that's written in here. So when you read the workshop, you'll be able to see, you know, what it is that Diane's doing. And we have a clipboard. And we go, so it's only $5. It's tomorrow. It's at 10:30. And we pass the clipboard. Sign up if you want to know, or if you want to be here. And then we also make it available, if you're not able to attend, that you can get a copy of the videotape for $10 as a member, $20 if you're not a member. So we're always doing that when you're a member.
Okay.
We do it a lot. Then starting in January, we'll start the training series. So we'll have the sales training, we'll have the writer's training, we'll have the speaker's training. So we talk about the different trainings and what that's going to take. Now, one of the things that you have in your new guest packet is the professional organization page. There are 6 pages for Utah of all the organizations that you can be to, the link of the organization, so you can click right to registration for getting to the organization and move these pages. I thought it would be easier with pictures. One of the things that I have found is that these organizations, I know that you can go as a guest, you don't have to be a member. So we want to give you exposure to being in front of different groups so that you can find the kind of groups where you'll have the most business. So let's say you're in telecom. I know that people love to hang out with other telecom people, but what if you're hanging out with the commercial movers? Wouldn't you get more leads for telecom if you were hanging out with commercial movers? And if you were hanging out with other telecom people, but you know, again, just driving that home a little bit. We have a page that I don't think it's used nearly enough. It's called Ask Lita. It's where if you want to meet a specific person or a specific company, you can actually go to Ask Lita and find out who in Elite Leads already knows someone there. And they will more than willingly just share the information and personally introduce you to the person that you want to meet. We have a lot of networking tips. One of the things we suggest is when you go to an event, don't introduce yourself. Introduce someone else. It's a lot more fun. And you walk away from the event energized compared to feeling drained when you say the same thing about yourself over and over again. We have our What's New area in Elite Leads. And one of the reasons you're going to want to pay attention to this is as we expand the group, again, we'll give you a chance to be able to go out and visit a lot of other groups that we have. So we want to encourage you to get to as many groups as possible so that you can be looking at more people to be power partners with. The member benefits you should be aware of, things like health insurance starting at $79 a month, dental insurance. We've put together packages that will help all of our members have the kind of benefits that usually the corporations put together for their employees. But as an entrepreneur, it's not as easy to get those benefits. We have a number of different products and services, so you want to go to the website and look to see what's available. Something that we've done is out of our database, we have made a list of things like our commercial realtors, our business bankers, our CEOs, the CPAs, and so any of the members can go in here and extract this information. In fact, our members are able to use our database anytime they choose to do an email campaign or promote a workshop or anything that they want, because we want to make sure that people know who you are and how you can actually get more attention in the business community. We have a couple of affiliate websites from our site. You can actually click on the link of the websites and come to the Shoestring Approach. And again, this is free for all of our members. Imagine if you're paying $30 for your inkjet cartridges, you can actually get these. I just had 10 cartridges shipped to me. It was $19 including shipping, brand new in the same box, and I didn't have to go to the office supply store to get them for $30 a piece. We have things like merchant account services. We have so many things for you to choose from. But we believe that you can save between $200 and $300 a month on your office expenses just by using the resources on the Shoestring Approach. If you happen to know of anybody who is actually looking for funding, we have resources that are $2 million and up. All they need to do is go in and fill out the query, and we'll introduce them to people. Now, in the Salt Lake area, there's probably about 1,200 different organizations that meet every month, and what we've done is narrowed it down to the top 40 different groups that we know business is happening, people are proactive, they're actually making business happen. So that's where you want to be. You don't want to be where people are moaning and groaning about the economy. You want to be hanging out with people who know how to make business happen regardless of what people think the economy is. Groups like the American Marketing Association. This is the association of executives for all the associations. So if you want to be a speaker at an association and you hang out where the association executives are, the likelihood of you being picked for a speaker is much greater than if you just call them on the phone and do what everybody else does. ASTD do the training and development for people who are in corporations, so they'll be able to tell you who is doing what. Are they hiring? Are they downsizing? Are they going to be moving? You get inside information by hanging out at these organizations. All of you know about the Salt Lake City Visitors and Convention Bureau. They have so many events every month, but you want to look at some of the trade shows that they do, because it gives you the ability to actually go into a trade show and ask people who are paying to be there What would they like to add to their company? What could they change about their company? And then offer to introduce them to a power partner. And because you have a list of the members and guests, you can actually introduce them to people who are in Elite Leads that could help refer them business every month, which obviously they're going to remember you because nobody ever gives anybody anything for free anymore. I mean, everybody's always looking for what they get out of it. So we want our members to stand out in the crowd, to figure out how people will remember them in a positive light. There's a group called Delphi, and they're a computer users group. And I know that most of you don't want to be hanging out with computer users, but I'll tell you, the guys who are IT, they are in companies. They can get you contacts with the CEOs and people who are looking for office equipment or people who are needing new furniture or people who might need phone systems. This is why you would go to this. It's because unsuspecting to them, they start talking about their clients, and you just want to know, who are they doing business with? Who's hiring? How can you help get new business when you're at an IT group and they already have made the contact? And then you just ask them for a personal introduction. Over the years, I have found the most sympathetic person in the whole company is the salesperson. If you hang out with salespeople and ask them for help, they're more likely to help you than anybody else in the company because they know how tough it is. In Salt Lake City, there's a couple of events that happen every month through Jobs Utah. And what they do is they bring companies together, and these are companies that are hiring. So if you walk through the trade show floor, you'll get contact information inside the companies that can help you make better connections so that you can figure out how you can use these resources to get new business. There's also the economic development, and they have 8 to 10 different functions every single month. So these are the people responsible for the greater Salt Lake City area and how they're bringing new business into Salt Lake. If you go hang out with these people, you're going to find out what companies are moving in before anybody else does, so you can be the first person in the door. The links to do speaking engagements for Qantas, Lions, and Rotary are on our website, including the person who actually books the speaker, so you can get lots of practice speaking. There's a marketing group that meets here in Salt Lake that they're going to be marketing for companies who have products. They're going to be creating marketing campaigns for people. And again, great exposure just to see who it is that you can do business with. Ron is the president of SMEI in Salt Lake City. It's a sales and marketing executive, and he's looking to launch this here in Salt Lake City. So what we want to do is, if you happen to know a salesperson, a management person, a marketing person, what we want you to do is write that information down, and we'll make sure that Ron gets it. Because imagine if you were able to be in a room once a month with 60 to 65 sales and marketing executives, how many of those people would be your target client? And you'd have a captive audience. I talked to him.
You don't need him.
There's salesvantage.com. It's a sales organization, and again, you know, you won't go to this definitely, but this is definitely something that when you go and hang out with other salespeople, there are people who are making money no matter what's going on in the economy, and those are the people that you want to spend most of your time with. So figure out from them. Now, this is kind of funny. All you guys don't know this, I'm sure, but all of the women's organizations encourage men to attend. So you can go, and there might be 60, 65 guys, or 60 to 65 women, and one guy. So go. It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. And they all look like that waitress, too. we also have the Management Association, which, if you think about hanging out with people who are management consultants, they have 3 to 5 CEOs as their clients. So this is a great way for you to figure out, what are those CEOs looking for? The management consultants can tell you what their clients need. We have, there's another group that actually sponsors other kinds of things, like Sandler Sales Institute and team building concepts. So you can just pop in on their events. The Salt Lake City County Council, they are planning what's going to happen here in business. So if you want to find out how it's going to apply to you and your business, you just go hang out with them. The Salt Palace, of course, they have a lot of trade shows. We want to make sure that you're aware of what the trade shows are. And again, we don't care what the trade show is, because if there's a trade show, there are people local that you can do business with. And a great way of being able to talk to 30, 40 people in a day, go to a trade show. They're captive behind the table. They have to talk to you. We have the national website for trade shows, tsnn.com, so you can check out other trade show things. There's an organization of CPAs, so if CPAs are your target, they have to take a special interest making sure that their clients are going to do well. So this is a great way for you to meet the CPAs individually, and you can also do a speaking engagement there. The Entrepreneur Center, and that's shocking. What's his first name?
Are you talking about the car owner, the car dealership owner? That's Larry Miller.
Larry Miller. Okay, Larry Miller started the Entrepreneur Center in Salt Lake City. And when they have events, they typically have about 200 entrepreneurs that show up at their events. They didn't have anything posted yet, but this is something you cannot miss. It's like a candy store for us. Another computer user group is the Blue Chip Club. And this is something that most people don't even think of. The people other than the management consultants within the company, so the VPs, the CEO, the next level that knows what this company is doing is the HR people. So if you go hang out with the HR people, you're going to hear all the scuttle on who's moving, who's hiring, who's downsizing, what's going on. And if you can do something to help these companies, all you have to do is ask. You cannot promote yourself when you go to HR functions, but they will ask you what you do, and then you can tell them. We also have the National Speakers Association, which meets the third Wednesdays of the month. And I really encourage you to hang out with as many speakers as you can, because it is the easiest way to have of eliminating cold calls. Getting up in front of an audience and speaking to 50 to 150 people an hour is a lot easier than dialing 150 people, which would probably take you 7 to 8 hours if you had to do that. And then the Utah Technology Center, they have events and training classes for IT and a lot of tech kinds of things. And again, website design, different things like that. So it's a great way for you to just meet other people in business who need to know that information. Best Pocket is a venture capital group. We're actually working with them in the Bay Area to be able to start launching events. They haven't done an event since April. And what we're trying to do is connect them with our SWACE organization, which is the Silicon Valley Association of Startup Entrepreneurs, which brings in a lot more venture capital people to be able to fund a lot more businesses here in Salt Lake. So now what you're going to do is take out your business cards, pass them to the left, and everyone's going to do an 8-second introduction. What's the intro that you used this week?
I changed it twice. I think I have it right here.
Try to weigh in.
I can breathe. You don't meow like the wind.
I know you don't. That's why I keep asking you to do it.
I want to think of the second one you used. I haven't used it yet. I just wrote it. Imagine getting a new client if all you had to do was show up. Our members and I will personally introduce you to our clients, helping you save time and money in marketing your company. Something like that. I've read it the last 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, a couple of things. Every time you say our members and I, it isn't smooth.
Okay.
What I would say is something like, at Elite Leads, we will help you. So you're including the members, you're including yourself. And I like the way you started it yesterday. It was, imagine all you have to do is show up to get a new client. Much more direct.
Elite Leads, using Elite Leads sounds bigger too.
Mm-hmm. Right, so... There's a whole slew of intros that I've written over the years, and I'll just send you a copy, and you kind of play with it. You pick and choose and use the words that you're comfortable with.
I don't have it. I wrote one I really liked.
You pass your cards to the left. You, in turn, do the intro.
And then each person does their own 8-second introduction, and now we're ready for our presentation. So we'll have Jim Turner doing a presentation about his CPA firm and what makes Jim different. We always try to do a nice intro for the person doing the presentation. Who did we have? Patrick, right? Patrick kind of
went, well,
I would like to know more notice, but...
How much notice did he have?
When he got there.
Oh.
Because the person presenting wasn't there.
I thought he was the presenter.
No, I just made him do it.
Because the 8-second intro is something that, granted, I'm fumbling with it, but I just...
I thought you did too.
It it's not something that we're just doing so everybody in the room gets to know who we are. It's something you should practice, because when you go out in the real world, somebody asks you what you should do.
You go roll off your tongue. Just roll off your tongue. Now when you go to an event, people say, what do you do? I get people better connected in the business community so they don't have to work as hard to find business. It's simple. It's direct. People get it. We're a lot like a dating service, but for business.
You don't have any of those?
I've got
some. Those aren't on your 8-second ones that you sent me.
Mm-hmm. So those are stand-up ones.
Okay.
Yeah, because once you're there, you know what a lead group is.
Okay.
I use that one a lot.
Would you like to use variety?
I do. I never use the same one consistently. Whatever the need will help you succeed.
Catchy.
You know, it's got to be catchy. It's got to be fun. It's got to be light. I like making people laugh.
Direct into the point.
Exactly. It's got a purpose.
Let's see if I had an agenda. Have you seen an agenda yet? So what she just did is she went through the newsletter, the calendar, please pass your cards to the left, workshop, clipboards. You kind of integrated that into the final presentation, but before I think you did it after the book.
I used to.
Yeah.
You switched the workshop clipboards into that business thing.
She kind of did it in...
I integrated it into the book.
Yeah. In mine, her clipboard passing would be
right there. Go back.
Yeah, you're gonna move it though. As
yeah, I'm actually not moving the workshop thing. I'm moving the pages that describe the training.
Right here.
I think it was further left.
Yeah, these are the clipboards.
So it made sense that I put the training material.
Yeah, back.
In the that area right there.
Clipboards and then attendance sheet. Who's in attendance?
And then we pass that. Now you tried to get me to do that while I was doing the book.
You know who tried to get me to do that? The guy who was sitting next to me did the dental plan.
Oh, Mike?
The guy who was sitting next to me did the dental plan.
Oh, Mike?
Mike was
passing
the cards. I was like, what's the proper...
Now, never pass cards in front of me. Please don't do that.
Okay.
All right? So if you think that someone's new, put one down and then hand me the card and I can keep talking and pass them. But if you reach in front of me to pass cards, it really doesn't look good.
Okay.
So just
think
about...
I know it doesn't throw you. I've never seen anything.
No, nothing throws me, but it doesn't look good.
Just
so
hand them to you.
Think about business etiquette, right? You don't reach in front of someone to grab the salt, right? You don't do things like that. So what we're trying to do is set the stage for things being extremely professional.
Okay.
Back to you. I mean, almost like you're a news team. You mm-hmm. you want to have this kind of flow, this easy kind of thing going on. And everybody's got to feel comfortable. So the thing about nothing off color, nothing political,
that won't be a problem. Politics,
you have to know the things that, if that offends people. We had somebody show up in Elite Leads from Tracy one day, and they started, God will watch over you, and God will take care of you, and business will be better because God will help you. And I finally said, we're in a business meeting here. This is not church. And I had three people after the meeting come up and say they couldn't stand having somebody do that God thing. They're here for business, not church.
Right.
So we have to know that we are in control of the meeting. We have to set the pace. It comes pretty naturally, I think, most of the time. Now, I want you to run through your binder. And I don't care what you say.
Okay.
I don't care what
I
you
haven't
say.
Even practiced this
now,
at all.
In the training manual, and Scott, you might want to look in the training manual.
Get some plaster for the wall.
There's actually the calendar book, right? So the training manual actually takes you through here. All right, if you look, binder of events, everything that I just told you, how you print out every page, I was telling Rick, when you look at this electronically online, the pages that have to be printed out new every month are asterisked.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Those are the
ones you every month. These are the ones you have to update. So the meetings and the people who have regular meetings every month, the Convention Visitors Bureau. Then after this, what I've done is I've actually explained... I think it's in the meeting. Sorry. Running the meeting? I've explained everything about each sheet, what you need to say.
Have you done that?
See, I've already did this stuff, right?
You and I have never done this on tape.
You tape the meeting every day.
I tape the meeting, but I don't tape the corrections like this. This will help me. Anything I can listen to, I'm
okay
for this stuff.
Fine.
So, go ahead.
So, if you click on the number of the meeting, you can actually see who's in the meeting. And if you click on the address, it'll show you how to get there. Especially here in the Bay Area, we have a secure building in Oakland, and unless you print this out, you'll never know how to get in the building.
Okay. Can I go over that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, this is a list of our meetings in Contra Costa, and how you find it is you click on territories, you scroll down to meetings, and it gives you a list of all our meetings. And also, when you click on the number of the group, it gives you a list of all the people in the group. And then if you click on the address, it'll give you directions on how to get there. There's something else that's visible when you click on that.
That's right.
Okay.
And then also the visiting all of the groups. That's where you would say that. That you can visit every group twice in 6 months.
Okay, we have 17 groups throughout the Bay Area, and you have the ability to visit all of those groups twice every 6 months, plus your group every 6 months, giving you the ability to go to 40, basically 40 groups.
Mm-hmm.
Do we also tell them at that point that they need to send a request? And they just send that to me?
Send an email request before you come. Because we have exclusivity, we don't believe in competition, but we don't want three CPAs in one group.
Okay. Workshops and trainings. I like this part. This is my favorite part. So for the next 4 or 5 months, you're still going to be giving these. Street Smart Sales.
Right. So I always start with the workshop that the member's doing.
Okay. Well, I can talk about Brad.
So you know Brad's doing the nudge.
Yeah, even though it's not here, yes, I do know he's doing the nudge.
Yeah, he's doing the nudge.
Okay. So if I had the clipboard, I'd say, now this is Brad Warren's.
So what we do, excuse me, like with Diane Thomas, we encourage our members to do a workshop and use Elite Leads as a platform to start getting the ability to do workshops out in the business community. So we get our members the speaking engagements. So coming up on October 21st.
Okay.
Right?
Gotcha. Okay, coming up on October 21st is Brad Warren doing his presentation on what he calls the nudge, and I got to give a little personal insight on Brad. I was a member of Elite Leads 5 years ago, and I hired Brad as my personal coach, and I literally tripled my income. I went from about $60,000 a year to about $15,000 a month income. I give about 40% of the credit to Brad, and I'm assuming the top is going to be on the way he motivates during the coaching.
Part of its motivation, teaching people how to be accountable, and
sure.
The difference between people who are successful and people always just wanting to be successful.
Okay, and that's what he did in our coaching. He makes you accountable.
So again, you have to know what we're saying is how we sell the workshop, right? So it's always selling the workshop,
okay.
And that's what Harvey can't do. So
okay.
Fred has to. And then the sales is next.
Street Smart Sales.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I present the? I mean, I can read this, but do I say Sharon will be giving?
So, you've heard me say this. One of the things that we truly believe in Elite Leads is continuing education for our members, because the finer your skills are, the more business you can close in less time. One of the courses we've developed, and you don't have to say Sharon, one of the courses we've developed is called Street Smart Sales. It's personality recognition. So we take the 7 aspects of sales, incorporate personality recognition. Now I'm going to tell you guys how I do this, right? The size of the lips. So your lip is almost as big as mine. So it takes a lot for you to pay attention. But you actually can hear something and be reading something simultaneously and know what's going on, right? Right. So you're almost there. But if I'm not talking about... doesn't count. Made his lip bigger.
I know.
If I'm not talking about something you're interested in, you start drifting,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's why I drifted all through high school.
You start drifting. So if you can look at someone and you can say, I need to keep them in the conversation because it's going to be harder, right? The lips are bigger. I can look at them. I'll pick somebody and I won't tell them how I'm figuring it out. But
I figured you were scanning the room as you were doing your presentation.
Mm-mm.
So the bigger the lip, the harder it is to get through to them. Is that what you're saying?
It's harder to keep their attention
the bigger the
thinner,
bottom.
The thinner their lips, both lips, like Warren, a little teeny thin lips. Our ideal in the Street Smart Sales is to get you to close 50% more business in the same period of time. What a great way to give yourself a raise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the speaker's training. The speaker's training is designed to make sure that if you're not doing your cold calls, you can be in front of an audience, 50 to 150 people, and cover your entire month's worth of cold calls. We know that the return on speaking is as great as doing any other marketing that you can do. Now, we honestly believe in platform marketing. You have to do a little bit of everything, going to organizations, doing speaking, doing writing, everything that you can do to make your business grow consistently. Please turn over the tape and listen to the other side. Thank you. Of course, this month is going to be on your press kit. Right? That's the next one?
It says your image.
That's the one we just did yesterday.
Okay.
So the press kit. And we're going to show you how to create a press kit that will get you booked in speaking engagements. One of the main things that we've done in our speakers training is to put you in front of the right organizations that they are your target prospect so that you can spend less time having to market your business. The right to write, what we've found over the years is that we can get you published in newspapers, magazines, periodicals. It builds credibility for you. We want to get you that kind of visibility. I don't care what your business background is. You can learn to write and get yourself attention in your business community. And eventually what we want to do is encourage you to write a book. Okay? So it's make it fun, make it light, make it easy. 1 in 10 people sign up for the classes. It doesn't matter.
Right. So this is part of this.
Mm-mm. You can buy the materials online.
Okay.
But it's not part of the workshops that we do live.
No. Well, actually, right around here is when you're handing out. Does everybody have a subscription to East Bay Business Times?
Right.
To give you 6 week, because I just faxed those in last night. Six weeks complimentary to get the East Bay Business Times.
Right.
I'm popular. Available to our, I believe this is available to our members only.
It's everybody.
Even if you're a member, you can get this?
You want to make sure that if you're a guest and you're looking for a CPA, you can go to the member list and find a CPA.
Mine's in a different order.
Yours is going to be.
Yours is it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to hit that before the workshops.
Yeah, and mine will be in that order, I guess. So, but this is in order by.
Industry.
By industry. Got it. Okay. So.
And then the other reason we do that?
Actually, this is in order by industry.
Mm-hmm. And the other reason we put that together is Friday afternoon.
Oh, to set up your power. Well, let me do that part of it before.
Absolutely.
Don't give me help on that. But what's the difference between this list and the one that's available for members, where you can actually click on and categorize? Isn't there another one under the welcome page that you gave me where this is by group or something?
Mm-mm.
I thought part of this was secure only to members.
No, and what we're going to do is that members only area. I'm actually meeting with them again next week to get the database and everything onto the website, and so that you can actually be inputting your database on the website, and then our members will have those 300 pages, and they'll go in with their member number, and they'll be able to extract who are all the CPAs, just like that. So if they were put in yesterday, they have it live today.
Okay.
So this list is only updated once a month.
We're not going to get into that, though, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
So this is just a snapshot of, just give an example.
This is extracted from the database, everyone who is a member and guest in the Bay Area, in Contra Costa County.
Okay. This is a list in Contra Costa County of all, and is available to our members and guests.
Right.
And one of the things we recommend is that you go through this list. Maybe there's somebody in a certain industry you want to make a connection with. Friday afternoons, nobody's available to get on the phone. Go through the list, personally introduce yourself to somebody also in Elite Leads, and set up a Friday afternoon lunch and get together and
Emphasize power partner.
Power, got it. Lunch or coffee, power partner. Okay. I'm going to explain this the way
I want you to remember one other reason why you do this. If you do this once a week, by the end of 1 year, you'll have 52 people referring you business. What is that worth to you?
Good point.
Okay.
Okay.
You're going to be dreaming this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. This binder's going to be, I'm going to have to really work on this. Let me make sure I'm clear on exactly how this works. I'm going to explain it the way I think it works. I know it's highly underutilized. I know that not enough members use AskLita, but basically if you are looking for a power partner or a lead,
let's say you want a specific person you want to meet, or you want a specific power partner, or you want to get into a company.
Name? No.
You can. Might say, I want to meet the CEO of Chiron.
Or I can leave the name off and put the company name,
yes,
and it'll still come up.
And what will happen is this then gets blasted out to every member of Elite Leads, and hopefully one of the people in Elite Leads knows that
person.
Never
been turned down.
That knows that person will give us a personal introduction.
Which is this list back here. It kind of ties this list in.
Right, but then it encompasses everybody. So
yeah,
if we were to do that, we could send it to Salt Lake, we could send it to L.A.
So I'm online browsing through and I go, oh, hey, I know that guy. Sure,
yeah.
I can give information to that person.
It'll actually, the request will get emailed to you, to everybody.
Automatically emailed to everybody.
So does that go to everybody in all of the leagues or just CCC?
Everybody.
Okay. Is this available to members only?
Everybody.
I don't know. I've heard you spend much time on
this. One of the things we talk about when you want to go to mixers is how you make it easier. Things like introducing someone else rather than yourself.
Gotcha. Okay. See, I've never really been to a mixer.
Enjoy it.
Okay. The lending library, I know people don't take advantage of this.
They can't yet. It's all in storage in Berkeley, and I need
gotcha.
To get it out.
You have it.
I know. I need to get
okay.
it out.
That's why you don't talk about it then. Okay.
Right.
Is that because you had to sell your house and
right.
got it? Okay. Because this is something
There's
you used to always talk about.
300 books, cassettes, and videos, and I'm dividing them up.
Okay. Where are you going to keep them?
You'll keep your own. I'll give you...
Oh, you have like multiple copies of each?
No, I mean, I'm going to split them up. I might have 10 things of Brian Tracy, so, you know, you'll each get two. But, you know, I'm just giving up the whole library. And that means I have to go through it and create the database for who's got what. So just more work to do.
Okay. This page I like because did everybody go on click on my bio and see my pretty picture?
That's great.
And soon to see Steve's.
Scott.
See, sorry.
You did that.
Who else did it?
I did.
Sorry, Scott.
Who is
I'm sorry.
Steve Slater?
You know, if you guys want me to change the name, it's quite all right.
Who is Steve Slater?
Are you the brother of that actor?
Kelly.
Isn't there a Steve Slater?
I don't know. I'm sorry. Don't keep saying Steve. I'm going to call him Steve again.
I put it.
Where's Scott on here?
Well, he's
online.
Not on yours, but he's on YouTube.
I'm on. Hold on.
Scott. You'll print it out.
I just want to have it for right now.
Because that's one of the pages you have to print out every day.
And because he doesn't want to keep saying Steve.
I apologize for that.
No, that's fine.
But
Dave, right?
Yeah, I want to know how many people actually clicked on my bio. Got emailed everybody. Anyway.
So this is a test. How many people know?
Yeah, I don't think too many people did, but I had a couple emails welcoming me.
Very cool.
It was pretty cool. So do you want me to say anything about we're up to 3 franchises now and ever growing?
And one of the reasons you want to keep up with this is no matter where we grow, that gives you access to brand new people who understand the concepts that we're doing with Elite Lead, sharing information about what companies you can do business with.
Okay. You know, I really, just going back to this, go to coffee meetings. If you're right, if you did 1 a week.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a gold mine. Imagine.
Not counting the fact you missed me 20 every time you go to Mixer.
What's about the organizations? For guests.
This has been...
1 page out of 8. Here's a 6. So, and you can actually see that, I think, on your... Did we pass yours?
Yeah, that's...
You have 5 pages. So you have 8.
Or 1 of 8.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I'm...
Okay, for the guests that are here today, you actually have 1 page of the organization page, and there's actually 8 on the website. These are things that we know that you can attend as a guest. You don't have to be a member, but we want you to pick things where you're going to be the only one there doing what you do.
That's the key.
Yeah.
I guess I'm still not clear on... So they can go to each one of these pages and see who's registered?
They can link to... All right, so you look at the first one here, and it says allbusiness.com. So you can go to that website, the resources, right? Trade show kinds of things. Look at the Design Club. You don't want that one. But American Business Women, you can actually check to see when they meet, register as a guest, show up. You don't have to be a member.
Okay. But you were making a comment about... making sure that you're the only one. You mean the only trade organization?
Let's say ASTD. Let's say you're a CPA and you go to ASTD, the Association for Training and Development. You'd be the only CPA at the Association for Training and Development. How many independent training and development people would need a CPA?
All of them.
100%?
Mm-hmm.
So if you go, would you get business? That's where Brad, I told him 3 years to go to that organization, and he finally went and got 4 clients the first meeting.
Hindsight's always 20/20,
isn't it? But sometimes people have to hear it over and over. That's why we're consistent about what we say.
This page, do you even cover this? I don't think so.
Okay, so we cover
it. I think this one... if I'm not mistaken, I don't recall you really going over that too much. I remember you going over to here, but this is to break up the members in Elite Leads by, it's not?
Everybody in the database. So every banker, there's probably 130 bankers in the database. In Salt Lake City, there's probably 30, I think.
Which
everybody in 10 years that I've ever talked to who is...
So the 5,800 database?
Uh-huh. Well, bigger than that. It's actually close to 9,000.
You're right, it is. It's in the high age, you're right.
Right.
Okay.
Right, so what we want to do is we want to make sure that if your target audience is bankers or CPAs, that you actually have a list of people who understand the value of helping everybody else do business.
Mm-hmm.
You can use the Elite Leads database anytime you want, and this is one way that you can do it. Just tell us what you want.
But only because I haven't gone deep in it, because Access is an interesting program. But where in the field are all of these? I don't know.
Under industry.
Is it coded or is it the word?
Industry category. This is your same, coincides with the Power Partner list.
Okay.
So CPAs are actually part of accounting. So accounting, CPAs, all one thing. So it's everybody in accounting.
So when they click on one of these links...
It takes everything that's... I've made a hard copy. It's a
mm-hmm.
static list.
Okay.
Right? Eventually, it's going to be a live list. So I'm working with that team in Russia that will actually go... What you do is you go, I want to work with bankers. And you go in, you put in your member number, and you go, bankers, under industry. And it pulls out everybody in bankers. You go, well, no, I don't want 801. So it sends those back. Now you've got a list of 150 bankers in the Bay Area. And then you pull up the second screen, and it's going to go, my name is Sharon Abbott, I'm a CPA, I work with small businesses, and this is why I'm special, I've been in business this long. You fill in whatever you want. And then it automatically merges and sends your information to everybody in the database who's a banker.
But how does it do now that it's static?
It's static. You do whatever you want with it.
So how often do you update this list?
Once a month.
Gotcha. So if I click on MLM, for instance... I'm going to get a PDF, or is it just a list? How
it's
does it
a
come
static list. It's actually just like the member list for the, like the accounting.
Okay.
Or look like the one for the meeting list, that who's in the meeting.
Okay. And it's something they can just print?
Mm-hmm.
Print out? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall you covering this too much, but...
Because I talk about the incubators, right? There's 47 incubators in the Bay Area. There's 3 in Salt Lake City. It's a captive audience. There's going to be at least... 5 to 35 clients in an incubator. We have the only list that exists of the incubators. Nobody else has bothered to do that. So every month, 3 to 5 people are moving out of every single incubator, which is new business for everybody.
Okay. You're scary. You know too damn much.
And so are you.
Yeah.
Soon.
I've heard you talk about membership benefits 100 times, and I know... Golly.
The main thing we talk about, because what do entrepreneurs not have? Health insurance, dental insurance.
Right.
Right? But you need to know what your benefits are.
I'm looking to see where it's at. Where exactly does it talk about that under membership benefits?
You have to read the whole list.
Oh, it could be down here.
One of five pages.
Got it. One of three on mine. Okay. So, I don't know that I know how to intro this page.
Well, I want all of you to be aware of what the benefits are.
Benefits,
this 5 pages. This one you can skip. That one you can skip.
This is going to be up front.
We're going to move it.
Okay, and
because we've already talked about it.
This is when I would have done the binders, basically.
The clipboards.
I mean the clipboards.
Mm-hmm.
Now these are the ones here that you can sign up for $5.
No, it's about $150.
Okay.
So the workshop is $5
for
members. The trainings are the 6-month courses, and they're $150 flat fee forever.
Like,
and I'll reprint these so they don't have the.
For instance, Warren's workshop is $5 a person.
Right, but
you
that's
split
a workshop.
That with him? Is that
no.
What you do? You get the whole thing, or he gets the whole thing? He doesn't get any of it. Why? What's the advantage to him? Just giving him speaking?
Visibility, and they usually get clients out of it.
Okay, and then how do you justify it to the people? Like, how would you, forget Warren, but how would you justify it to somebody else to come and do it for free? And how do you justify that $5 charge to pay for the room, basically?
I don't have to justify it. They
okay.
want to speak, they speak for free.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he gets to talk about his company, potentially.
Mm-hmm. They get
cool.
All the attention for an hour and a half.
You have so much personal insight on the shoestring approach, but I do know it's there to save us money on inkjet cartridges. Is this also the same page where you talk about the antenna?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, I listen.
Which I happen to have one.
See, I listen.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
Oh, you have one of the booster antennas?
Yeah, shoot very sweet.
Oh, okay. So I would just give a little bit of detail, but it gives our members cost-saving benefits.
Right.
And if it really does save you $350.
$200 to $300 a month.
Well, that pays for Elite Leads. So.
Absolutely. I mean, people are stupid for not joining Elite Leads, if you think about all the things we've put together.
Yeah. Well, benefits. Medical, dental.
Oh, one guy didn't join in San Jose. He's paying $700 a month in health insurance. And I showed him how, with his whole family, he'd be paying $129.
How many kids does he have?
Two.
$700 a month,
yes.
For two kids. It's
that's insane.
He's supplementing somebody else.
That's true.
Either that or one of them has a disease or something.
No.
I hate those kinds of programs where you're supplementing for a bigger family.
Right.
Hmm.
Those are stupid.
Yeah, and then he won't join because he can't afford it. I said, well, you're paying for it every month.
Cancel your $700. You'll save yourself $570.
You know what the deal is on shoestring. It's just 125 different things that you can save every month on your expenses.
Give a couple of examples.
Yeah, just give a couple of, you know, internet service, internet web hosting, health insurance, dental insurance. You just, you know, pull a couple of them out.
And is this something that another company... Mm-hmm. Put all this together when they join, it goes to some other.
I did all of it.
So, for instance, what's the internet dial-up? What company is that?
We have to look at it. I don't remember.
Okay, I know there's one that's at fee, and if you just have to battle through pop-up windows.
I spent 80 hours searching the internet and going internet cheap and finding blah 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 blah. You know, checking out how long they've been in business. You know, doing 80 hours putting these things together.
So now we're getting into this.
Okay, what about IFS?
When I thought this was going to be...
The hard part.
The hard part. This is harder.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you the only reason I think so in the beginning is because...
You don't know what the organization
is. I haven't met any of them, and you know the CEO. See, you haven't seen this yet. You'll give the person's name who's running it. You make it look so easy. You have so much information. I've never been to these places.
But I've been doing it for 12 years.
Well,
I guess
my question is, as I go through these, can I ask if anybody in the room has any personal experience with it? Or do I want
you
to keep
want
it
to, you don't
because somebody start rambling, right? Okay,
yeah, you heard how we've been giving people a lot of latitude this week, and it's taken an hour and a half to get out of every meeting.
Yeah, okay. Well, I only know from what you were saying a half an hour ago, that this is a company looking, they fund startups.
This is my website, and because I have all of these resources for venture capital people, this is an Elite Leads website.
You own this? Okay.
Yes.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Uh-huh. And so what we want people to do, if they're looking for money, they just fill in the query, and then we match them up with people who have money, but it's usually $2 million.
$2 million.
And up.
Okay. And then where did you find these guys? They're just angel
I've
guys that you know?
I've met them over the years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have a list of angels or just
right.
guys with cage?
Right.
Okay. You don't go over every one of these, do you?
No. No, I really don't. I mean, I never talk about the American Marketing Association. I flip right to, in Contra Costa County, every once in a while I'll mention the association executives because it's a great resource for speaking if I have a couple of people speaking. Association for Corporate Growth. And there's one in Salt Lake because Dan was just telling me he signed up for classes.
This one?
No, Association for Corporate Growth. It's a national organization, and I didn't find it in Utah, so we need to find it and add it.
Oh, Dan.
Yeah, we need to find out the info, because I looked again last night and I didn't see it. So Association for Corporate Growth is doing classes for people who want to grow their business, so if you hang out with people who have that mentality,
okay,
like, this is the way that you actually get your business to grow, by who you hang out with.
Gotcha.
So you know that one.
ASTD?
Mm-hmm.
I do. I'm the name.
AST, Association for Training and Development.
But I don't know if I know what to say about any of these, except for RISE, I know to say a few things.
All right, so let's say that you're in a room full of training and developers.
The difference in the info on the page, jeez.
Well, Utah compared to Bay Area.
Yeah.
We're a lot smaller.
This was 40 hours to put this book together the first time.
Just for Utah?
Just for Utah.
How many hours was this one?
Oh, that was years.
Oh.
Years.
Yeah.
Just, you know, I didn't even know where I was going with it when I started it. But I'll tell you, people love this book. I mean, you bet yesterday joined because of the book.
Wow. Don't put any more stress on me.
No, I mean, you'll get to know these organizations. You'll get
sure.
to get out there. I mean, you know, you're going to get yourself to 4 different events every month and never hit the same one twice until you've been to...
Okay.
All of them, right? So ASGD, they're doing training in corporations. If you go hang out with them, you're going to hear about companies who are hiring, companies that are downsizing, and they just talk about their clients.
The HR
way.
People.
No, training and development.
What does ASGD stand for?
Don't write on that.
I can't. I'm not going to be printing another one.
It's in the book.
In there. Oh, okay.
It's in the book.
What tab is that? 9.
In the meeting.
Got it.
So all the details. And it says right up there. To say oh, come on, it used to. Don't say anything.
Because I'm not done yet. I'm not
done. So training. Association for Training.
Okay. Browse this thing and read it all. Yeah.
Okay. These are the trade shows.
Mm-hmm. Trade shows. Are these also networking events or mostly trade shows?
No, they're networking events. Put okay. back one because you can't skip that one.
Salt. Can't skip the Asian one?
You cannot. Mm-hmm. ASGD, venture capital people. There's at least 100 venture capital people who attend every event they do. So they have a vested interest. It's so cool. So, but that's what I'm trying to get Best Pocket to do there. They think I'm nuts.
Tell me what you say about this again.
So there's about 100 venture capital people who attend every ASVC event. And if you're hanging out with venture capital people who have a vested interest in what their clients are going to do, you know, if they're going to be successful or not, they'll refer you into their clients as they fund them.
Wow. That's what we used to do in recruiting. Mm.
But people never think of this stuff.
That's a hell of an idea. I always had the mentality for 4 years to get with VCs. I just never compared that to this. Wow, you're right, because they want their clients to make it.
They have no choice now. I mean, thank goodness what happened, you know, their irresponsible funding. That's what made them have to do this now, because they were arrogant before.
Wow.
You don't have to do that one, but the next one you do.
Silicon Valley Biz Inc. See, by looking at it, this is why I'm literally going to have to study this, because by looking, I don't have a clue what they do. There's a list of, there's a VC breakfast and a business leads limited, but I don't know if I have any insight.
So you can assume that they're another VC group, but they happen to be high tech nanotech, and they have an event on the first Thursday of every month.
Okay. That's another thing I'm going to go over again. I've probably recruited in every industry in the world. You're the only person I've ever heard say nanotech. I know what biotech is and biotech and high tech, but what's nanotech? Just trying to little machines, nano machines. Got
making
it.
Making them tiny.
Okay. I just think we always probably called that just high tech.
Well, it's a lot different than high tech.
Is that a newer phrase?
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, it's a different industry.
Okay.
Yeah, it's taking, it started out with bubble memory, and then it kept, you know, making everything smaller, smaller, and so chips in boards that used to be, you know, a pound are now like 2 ounces.
Sure. And they're trying to make motors that are out of atoms.
Right. You've
seen that?
All the nanotechnology is like a huge industry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We gotta hit it too.
How
hard to believe.
We'll be here all day. I gotta go. I'm just
going to go to the website and read as much as I can about each one.
Yeah,
that's
all I get to do.
And then the explanation in the chapter 9 is the big deal. But
okay.
I'll tell you, if you do it over and over and over again, and you don't care, you just flip through each one, and if you don't get it, you stop, you read it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then you practice it upside down, because you have to do it.
Right.
And when people are not paying attention, you go, you know, Louise, I don't know if you've ever done this. I don't know if you've...
Wonderful. Thank you. Happy New Year to you. Did you have a good holiday? Wonderful.